Ready?
Let's go.
Welcome to Sealed with a Kiss.
You said that I was your soulmate.
I did? When?
When we were at that bed and breakfast having sex.
You know, that doesn't...
That doesn't what?
Count.
With Ariana and Stacey.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 16. I can't believe it's 16 already, Ariana. Woo! Of Sealed with a Kiss. I'm Stacey.
And I'm Ariana.
And welcome, welcome.
We're going to talk about love today.
Love at first sight. Is it real? Is it fake?
Is it a thing?
Is it a thing? I think it's a thing.
You do.
Because sometimes, like, if I'm trying a new dish at a restaurant and I see the waiter bringing my food.
Oh,
I'm
are
like,
we talking about food or are we talking about people? Because food, yes. People, I'm going to say no.
We're talking about people.
All right. I'm going to say no then.
All right. So let's get into it.
We could talk about food, though, all day.
You're listening to
Sealed with a Kiss.
So, Ariana, love at first sight. Have you ever experienced? Well, first, do you believe in it?
I don't.
No?
Like, not at all.
Okay.
Because I feel like, how can you know somebody just by looking at them? Not even talking to them.
Well, okay, here's the thing. I'm torn because I don't believe in it, but I don't not believe in it.
Okay.
Because I go off, like, energy, and I feel like sometimes you just click. So I feel
That's true.
You know, so I feel like if I see somebody, and it's not always about looks, I feel like based on how their vibes are and stuff like that, I feel like you can fall for somebody off of that too.
Okay, so how about we talk about how we interpret love at first sight? Because when I hear love at first sight, I think it's just like you look across the room and you see someone and like you hear
Damn.
The romantic music. Are we talking about you meet someone, you're hanging with like your friends and they're there and like you learn a little bit about them and you talk with them? And you spend some time with them. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no. I mean, as far as like, for instance, say you're in a group of people or you're, I don't know, at a party or something. And you look at this person like, oh, wow, he looks great. He looks fine. And then like, you know, you don't really like talk to them. But then like you just get like they're in the same circle as you.
You get a good vibe from
them. Yeah. So okay. I feel like that kind of be.
Yes. I think that's a thing.
Yeah.
But like, is it love? No. But
the thing is, I also don't know about because I feel like love is unconditional. Like true love anyway. So what if you see this person and you're like madly in love, and you know as females, we tend to like get these emotions and they go out of control. Like, oh my God, I love him. And you start planning your future. Mind you, you haven't been on like a date yet, but you're like, this is the guy for me. But then like you meet this person, you start hanging out with them, and then you don't like their personality. Mm-hmm. They have like these dark ways about them. You're just like, ugh. So then that wasn't love at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. It depends. Like, I feel like yes and no.
Yeah. Like, I don't think you can just look at somebody and be like, I'm going to marry you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe, but like the chances of that actually happening are so slim.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you meet somebody and you're chilling with them for a little bit, their energy is just like yours and you really feel a connection, I think that's great. I don't know if I would consider that love at first sight, though.
True.
Because I think it all depends on how you define it and what you think love at first sight is.
Yeah.
Because you have to get to know somebody. If it's just looks, there are so many pretty people in the world.
True.
Sealed with a kiss.
I guess if you go on a first date with somebody and you're like really, really connected with them, yeah, you can end up marrying them, but do you know that the first date?
No, especially with me. Like, I like to observe,
mm-hmm.
and I will not know everything I need to know about you by one date. So we're going to have to hang out a lot more, talk.
It takes time to get to know people. You always get that vibe from them,
mm-hmm.
like your instinct and your gut is always telling you either you think they're a good person or they're not.
That's really true because I know, and it's so funny because it's hard dating. It's hard being single. So the people, like, they always say, you'll meet the representative before you meet the actual person. And there was this one guy that, like, really liked me. Well, I thought he really liked me. And he was, like, really sweet in the beginning. But, like, he just wasn't my type. Not that he wasn't my type. I just wasn't into him. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, no. Like, there's just so many things about him that was I thought wasn't going to work. And I was like, Stacey, like, give him a chance. Like, you know, don't do that. You know, like, you know, give it a chance. And I was like, you know what? Maybe it's not so bad. So when I finally started showing interest, I seen this whole different side of the person. I'm like, oh, hell no. Like, I had to, like, go the other way.
Sometimes people treat you one way in the beginning, and then as you get to know them, they become less and less that person and more somebody else.
They get more comfortable.
Right.
Exactly.
They're like, oh, okay, I got this. Like,
mm-hmm.
I could turn it around and do whatever I want because they're invested and they have emotions, and that's so messed up.
I think it's, like at first sight.
Yeah, I think, like we said before, I think there's a certain type of energy that you're attracted to,
mm-hmm.
but is it love? I think it takes time to fall in love.
I think it'll be considered love once you know you're willing to do things for somebody. Because, okay, referencing the last episode, you're not going to climb to the top of a cliff and jump off with someone you just look at, like, you know, you just meet, you don't know. So I definitely think they're, it's not love at first sight. I think it's like or attraction or lust at first sight because, mm-hmm. you know, you never know. But I think there's some people out there that do, though.
Yeah, and I think that's awesome. Like, if you have any
experience
with that, let us know because I think it's really, really interesting. And I think you're very lucky if you've experienced love at first sight because I think it's really rare.
And was it mutual?
Right. Yes, it has to be mutual.
Probably not.
Because, well, I think if it's mutual, that's the interesting part because of, like, sure, you can fall in love with someone at first sight, but maybe you think it's love, but is it really love?
You know what sucks, though? Imagine if you do, like, not witness, but you experience quote-unquote love at first sight, and then the feelings aren't mutual with the other person. That's so heartbreaking. Because I'm pretty sure we've all experienced, like, having feelings for somebody, and maybe they were feeling you back, but it wasn't as, I don't want to say intense, but the feelings weren't reciprocated. Mm-hmm. That's, like, the worst feeling in the world. Yeah. Oh my gosh, my heart just, ugh. Love is a hard thing.
Love is hard, and that's why it's so special, though, I think, because
when you find it, it's
rare, and when it's true love, it's really special, and you have to acknowledge that you have it, and that you're really lucky, and that not everybody has it.
You're listening to Sealed, Sealed, Sealed with a Kiss.
You know, I just had an idea. Do you think love is something that's always there and then it just grows? Like, for instance, like, there could be love at first sight. So I see this person and I have, like, a slight, you know, like, we have love for everybody, maybe. And then different levels depending on the person. So you see this person, you are head over heels. And then as you get to know them, you fall in love. And then basically, like, when you see those movies, like, I've loved you all my life. Because maybe it was always there, but as you get to know them and as you experience certain things, it grows. Mm-hmm.
So maybe, I think so, yeah, absolutely.
So maybe that's what that could be.
I think that's what love is. Like, when I met Phil, obviously I'm just going to speak about my experience. When I met Phil, I didn't even know that we were going to date.
Oh, you told me this. You told us this story.
Yeah, I didn't even know it. I just thought, you know, I met him. Let's hang out. Let's see what he's like. For me, it takes time to love somebody and to get to know them. And for me to invest my feelings into somebody, I'm not going to do it right away because I don't want to get hurt.
Oh my God, I agree with you 1,000%.
Yeah, so when we first started dating and getting to know each other, we're so similar. So yes, I think it grows and it develops. And the more you get to know somebody, the more you have feelings for them. And now 5 years later, of course I love him more. Like 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 30 years from now, we're going to have that many more experiences together. We're going to have a family together and we're going to have all of these memories together. It's not just like, I love you and that's it. It's like, I love you this much. I love you this much. I love you this much.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's so funny because I remember, and I hate that I always have to reference my ex, but, like, honestly,
no, okay.
This is like the only serious one I've actually had. So I first moved back to New York with my dad when I was like, 15, 16? And I was, like, really sad about it or whatever because I was leaving my mom in Philly. And my cousin, we're, like, the same age. He's like, come hang out with me and my friends, whatever, gonna have fun, blah, blah, blah. I was like, all right, mm-hmm. cool, whatever. So we go into the city, and it was, like, me and my sister and a group of his friends. So we first met at Toys R Us, and I don't remember everyone there. So then I'm like, okay, hi, I'm Stacey, whatever. And then after that, we all went to McDonald's, and that's where I noticed him. Mm-hmm. So it's funny because he tells me, I noticed you at Toys R Us. And I was like, damn, look at her. He's like, yeah, it was like love at first sight because, like, I knew I wanted you from then and all this other stuff. And then I remember, like, being in, I think we were at Burger King now because we were together the whole day, all of us. And we were sitting at, like, two tables. So he was, like, the table next to me joking with his friend. And he was so funny. So I was, like, laughing, but I was trying not to, like, laugh because I don't want them thinking, like, I didn't want them to know I was, like, listening.
Yeah.
So I was, like, laughing, but not trying not to laugh. And he was like, I was doing that on purpose to make you laugh.
Uh-huh.
So it's like the whole time he was, like, doing things to get my attention. I was just like, oh my God, like, I need to, like, mind my business and, like, stay over here. But yeah, so I didn't even see him yet, but he already, like, had feelings for me, which I guess that kind of could be love at first sight.
At first, when we started this episode, I was thinking love at first sight equals two people
looking at each other,
falling in love, or getting to know each other super quick, falling in love, getting married, and that lasting forever. But I think now, like, hearing your story, if he would consider that love at first sight, obviously he loved you, and maybe he still does. You can still fall in love with somebody quickly, and, like, maybe in that moment where he's like, I'm really attracted to her, and I want to get to know her even more. Again, I don't think that's love, but I think you can have that really strong attraction with somebody and then that turn into something. And then maybe that doesn't last forever, but that could still be considered love at first sight. I don't know. This is really complicated. I didn't think it was this complicated before.
I
don't know.
I think this is cool because like, I feel like we're dissecting like the whole term and trying to get to the bottom of it. Because in the beginning, I really did mean like, yeah, love at first sight. Like I look at this person, I'm in love, but it's deeper than that. So
absolutely.
The only thing I think love at first sight actually applies to is food.
Definitely love at first sight.
Because you know that feeling when, say, you order your food, you're sitting there, you're talking to your friends, you look at your watch, like, okay, we ordered this like 15 minutes ago.
And you're like, finally.
And the door's open and you see that little, you know how they bring those little, that little stand and they open it up and put the platter on it?
Yes, like
and
pizza.
And those little butterflies you get in your stomach and your mouth starts watering and you're just like, you're moving all the dishes aside so you can make the space for your plate. That's love at first sight.
And then you crave that love again.
Right? Like, when am I coming back here? When are we doing this again, guys? Like, that's love at first sight.
Swapped couple of the week.
So it's time for our favorite segment of the show.
Our swapped couple.
This week's swapped couple is Nazanin and Miguel.
Yes, and we just Googled them because we didn't know her name, but we knew she was really pretty.
Yeah.
And they got engaged a year ago. On Google, it said they've been together since 2005.
Wow.
So they're just chilling. It's going to happen. They're taking their time. They're happy.
They're a good looking couple too.
Yeah, they are.
Those babies are going to be cute.
Super cute.
And talented. Cute and talented. Because Miguel can sing and Nazanin is gorgeous. So wonderful.
Thank you guys so much for listening to episode 16. Let us know if you have experienced love at first sight or somebody you know has, because we have not. Let us know. I'm sure someone out there has experienced it. And we want to know. So tweet us at SWAK Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk with you next week.
Thanks for listening to Sealed with a Kiss.